Thank you so much, Sister Rosalyn, for hosting. Let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, as I come before you tonight, Lord, I just want to give you thanks for this opportunity to come before you. Father, I want to give you thanks for this opportunity for us, God, to be on this line together as sisters, worshiping you, Lord, and spending time in your words. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you bring each and every one of the participants who will be participating into this function tonight, Lord. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you'll strengthen them and that you'll be with especially Sister Tracy, who will represent in your words. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you forgive me of any sin that I've committed so that this prayer will not be hindered. Father, I pray right now, Lord, for our hearts, that you help our hearts to be open wide so that we, Lord, can receive your words and that we, Lord, be different persons after we leave this meeting tonight. Father, I pray for the sick and shut in. I pray for those who are going through a rough time. I pray, dear Lord, that you be with our upcoming events. I pray, dear Lord, that everything that we do and say in Lady Prayer Warrior will bring honor and glory to you. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to bless and keep us and help us, God, to be strong and be with those who are going through a rough time now, those who have lost a loved one. Father, I pray that you protect them and keep them safe and that you give them the strength so that they can cope. I love you so much. I thank you so much for this opportunity to pray tonight to you. And I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to bless and keep us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Elizabeth, for such a powerful prayer on our behalf. Thank you. Our health team salute will be done by Sister Ronetta Wilkerson.
Good evening, sisters. My name is Renetta Wilkerson, and I have the pleasure in doing our health team salute with Sister Natissa Thompson as our admin and team leader. We have 28 members, including the admin. The health team aspires to engage, educate, and empower Lady Prayer Warrior sisters to be passionate and effective leaders for creating healthier sisters in Christ, as well as healthier communities. Our health team aspires to help motivate and encourage sisters in every aspect of health, physically and spiritually. We share healthy recipes with our Healthy Eat Cookbook project, where sisters give great recipes to heighten your palate. We also have our health awareness calls, and now we have graduated to holding them on the Zoom platform. We share great information on different health concerns that many of our sisters may be experiencing, as well as sharing tips on safety, finances, hair and skin care, and summer and winter tips, and parenting tips. We have hosted virtual health fairs and share our health challenge calendar each month to help focus on healthy choices and fitness ideas to promote a healthier lifestyle. In the past, we have also shared information on effects of different medications and how to go live on smoothies and easy meals to aid with blood pressure, asthma, diabetes, inflammation, and so much more. We want to encourage you, sister, in their Christian walk to remember that our bodies are the temple of God, and we want to be around and share the gospel with others and be the best example for Christ. We also support our benevolence team work because that is our foundation. We welcome each sister who would like to be a part of our team to please join us. We hold two meetings per month, and we have our health awareness Zoom on every last Monday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Do you want to share your talents with us? Do you want to share your creative juices with us? Come join us on our journey to a healthier system in Christ with knowledge of fun-loving sisters in Christ on a health team. Please reach out to our team leader, Sister Matissa Thompson. Let's continue to strive to greatness and our physical well-being, sisters. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Renetta, for giving us that information about the health team. And we hope that it has piqued someone's interest. Thank you so much. All right, let us have our scripture reading, and it will be by Sister Raquel Winter Blake.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Okay, thank you for hosting, Sister Roslyn, and thank other sisters who shared earlier. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 20. I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it gives me great pleasure to share in this evening's devotion. Here it goes, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a portion of God's holy word, and we honor it by saying amen.
Thank you so much for that powerful reading, Sister Raquel. We appreciate you so much for reading God's word. We will now have our song praise by Sister Bridges White.
Good evening, my sisters, and thank you, Sister Roslyn, for hosting. You're doing a great job. I was very honored when Sister Tracy asked me to sing this song. It's an oldie but a goodie, and I don't care how many generations we have, it will always work. And that song is called Count Your Blessings. All right, Jennifer, here we go. When up all night fills your head at all, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the day goes by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, lay them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the perfect weather, great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will assist. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Thank you, my sister. Count your blessings.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for the beautiful song, Sister Bridges. We were indeed blessed. Thank you so much. Intro of our speaker will be Sister Marie Eicher.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Rosalind, for doing such an awesome job at hosting. Sisters, I take great pleasure and honor in introducing our speaker for tonight, Sister Tracy Ann Morgan. Sister Tracy Ann hails from the island of Jamaica. She has been a faithful member of the Lord's Church for over 18 years. She was baptized into Christ at the tender age of 12 years old at the Central Church of Christ in Otirias, Jamaica, where she is currently a faithful member. She loves and is passionate about the work of the church. Therefore, it is no surprise that she has been a Sunday school teacher for over 10 years. She is also passionate about doing personal evangelism and encouraging other saints to remain faithful and steadfast in the faith. Sister Tracy Ann is currently a student of the Jamaica School of Preaching and Biblical Studies International, where she is pursuing a diploma in Biblical Studies. Sister Tracy Ann has been a member of LPW for almost a year and has participated in both the 100 Days of Prayer and the 24-Hour Prayerathon. She is also an active member of the Benevolence and Welcome Team. She is the mother of a 9-year-old son. She enjoys spending quality time with her son, baking, and planning on attending church activities. Her favorite scripture is 1 Peter 5, verse 8, which reads, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you." Sisters, I take great pleasure and delight in presenting to you all our dear Sister Tracy Ann Morgan.
Good night, sisters. It is indeed a pleasure in presenting tonight's lesson. I would like to thank the Lord for sparing my life so that I can be here to carry out his word. Thank you to all who have participated thus far and for those who will continue in the remaining of the program. Let us pray. Dear Heaven and Righteous Father, God of glory, Lord of love, Master Bishop of my life, I just want to thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here alive so that I can carry out your word, Lord. I pray, dear God, that my lesson will be meaningful and that it will impact lives, oh Lord, that someone tonight will leave out with something and that they will be grateful for all you have done. Thank you for just and for being here in our life. Your name I pray. Amen. The songwriter once wrote, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. When you count your many blessings and you name them one by one, you will be surprised what the Lord has done." Thank you for blessings. According to Ephesians 5:20, where it reads, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, Christians need to develop an attitude of thankfulness. But many times we fail to see or even understand what a blessing looks like. How do you view blessing, my sisters? What does blessings look like to you? Many times we look at our neighbors and our friends and we see them driving a car. We see them having a big house and we say they are truly blessed. Indeed, they are blessed. But how do you view blessing? Do you view blessing as only materialistic? In order for you to understand what blessing is, you will have to know the meaning of blessing. Blessing is being defined as God's favor and protection. Is favor what he grants unto you? Is protection what he shields from you? Sometimes, the greatest barrier to the blessing of God in your future is not what the devil did to you. It is what God did for you in one season that you expect him to repeat in the next season. Let me repeat for emphasis purpose. Sometimes the greatest barrier to the blessing of God in your future is not what the devil did to you. It is what God did for you in one season that you expect him to repeat in the next season. Sometimes we want to tell God what to do. We want to predict the future. But it's not our job to tell God what to do. It's not our job to dictate to God. Remember, his way and our ways are two different ways. He doesn't work on our schedule, my sisters. Remember what he did for you. Remember how he kept you, how he blessed you, how he sustained you, how he opened doors, how he made a way out of no way. But then, my sisters, I want you to understand and I want you to forget exactly how he did it. Forget how he did it last month. Don't get stuck in an old season and miss out how he is supplying in the next one. Last month, he provided steak. This month, don't look for a steak, but listen, focus on what he will supply in this month. Let us journey into Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 3, where it reads, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to all the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. He also promised to bless us if we obey him and walk in his favor. At times, we behave like the Israelites. Yes, we do. We murmur and we complain. No matter how we are blessed, we never tend to see the blessing. When you look at Brother Job, as recorded in Job 31:25, Job rejoiced because of his wealth. Job thanked the Lord despite his downfall, despite his situation. Job was always joyful. What about you and I? Are we like the Israelites? Sometimes we are even worse than the Israelites. We need to count our blessings and name them day by day. This leads me to my first point, my sisters, gratitude. Gratitude. Gratitude is one of the Christian virtues. It is defined as the quality of being thankful, ready to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. In all the Christian life, gratitude is to be planted, watered, dressed, and harvested. Abraham offered sacrifice unto God as a form of gratitude for his uncountable blessings. As it is recorded in Genesis 22:1-19, Abraham's faith is an action faith. When you journey into verse 17 of Genesis chapter 22, the Lord said, I will surely bless you and multiply your offspring. When we are thankful, we receive more than what we give. When we are grateful to God, sisters, we receive more than what we give. There are so many persons within the Bible that extend such great thankfulness, such great gratitude. And just to name a few, if you look at Hannah, she gave prayer of thanksgiving to God as recorded in 1 Samuel 2:1-10, because God granted her petition for a son. Take a look at David. God gave him, he gave thanks to God after winning his battle against the Philistine in 2 Samuel 22:1-51. Also look at Samuel. He thanked God for all he had done to provide for Israel in his prayer of dedication, recorded in 1 Kings 8:14-21. And the list goes on and on and on. While we develop an art of gratitude to God, we need also to be fervent in prayer. We need to reach out to God. We're thankful that he blessed us. But how do we express that thankfulness? There's only one way to do that, and that's through prayer. Which leads me to my second point, my sisters, prayer. Prayer is a channel of communication to God. According to 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where it reads, pray without ceasing, pray without stopping. We should never cease to pray. Despite our trials, despite our situation, we should always pray. When we pray, we offer thanksgiving to God. Are we sisters at a stage in our life where we are experiencing a winter season, where everything in our life is falling apart? The bills are due. The medical report is unfavorable. Just like Brother Joe, he got bad news after bad news after bad news. And this leads us to where we find it hard to see the blessing in our life. So guess what? We neglect to study God's word. We neglect to pray. We refuse to say, thank you, Lord. But my sisters, I know it's hard at times to see the blessing. Sometimes I get into situations and I just don't see a way. I don't know if you're there now. I don't know if you're going into it or if you're coming out of it. It feels terrible because you feel trapped, you feel uncertain, you feel landlocked. But when you get into that internal wilderness where you can't feel God like you used to feel Him, when you get into that place and you don't know how and you don't know when you get into that place, my sisters, I want you to realize it's not your job to predict the way God going to bless you. It's not your job to predict the way God going to bless you. You don't have to know how He's going to bless you if you know who is going to bless you. My sisters, prayer changes things. So the bills are due, but guess what? Providence. God provides someone to help you get it paid. Thank you, Lord. The medical report is unfavorable, but guess what? You're here and you're alive. And once there is life, there is hope. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Prayer works, my sisters. Prayer works. And there are a few examples within the Bible that you can see where prayer really works. If you take a look at Jabez, as recorded in 1 Chronicles 4, verse 9 to 10, where everywhere he went, he was called and addressed as sorrow. Sorrow followed him everywhere because of his name until he prayed for a change and God granted his request. Take a look at Ezra. She prayed. He prayed. Jeremiah. We all know him as a weeping prophet. He prayed. We should never cease to pray. Prayer should be our daily bread. Like a food, we can't go without eating. We should never go without prayer. So when you offer thanksgiving to God and you express it through prayer, we need to worship Him. This leads me to my final point, my sisters. Worship. We worship You, O Lord, because You are worthy. You are worthy, O Lord, to be praised. When we show gratitude to God and we are fervent in prayer, we should never, never cease to pray. Worship is a feeling or expression of reverence and admiration to God. To say we worship God in spirit means, among other things, that it must originate from within, from the heart. It must be sincere. When we're blessed, we should never cease to worship God. Worship must be infused with heartfelt commitment and faith and love and zeal. We need to realize that giving God thanks should also be daily. When we rise up, when we go to bed, when we're eating, when we're happy, and even in our sorrows, just like Brother Job. Because we know, my sisters, we know that all things work together for good, according to Romans 8:28. There are few persons in the Bible who have worshipped God. And just to name a few, you have Paul and Silas. They sing in the prison, as recorded in Acts 16:24-26. Take a look at the woman with the alabaster box, recorded in Luke 7:36-50. And then you have the widow mite, as recorded in Mark 2:41-42. And the list goes on and on and on. We worship You, Lord, because You indeed are worthy to be praised. Now, if there's any visitors here tonight who have not accepted the gospel of Christ, I would like to take the time to tell you that tonight is a night to surrender to God. Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Well, tomorrow the sun may never rise. The sun may never rise. Spiritual blessing is only found in Christ. Only Christians receive spiritual blessings. In order to receive spiritual blessings, you would need to hear the word. But how can you hear without a preacher? Good question. According to Romans 10:17, it said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When you hear the word, I want you to believe in the word. Believe what you hear about the Savior. Then you repent. Repentance is a state of mind. You gradually change. You lie no more. You steal no more. Practice makes you become perfect. Then you confess, not your sin, but your faith in God. But there is a final step that you can't afford to miss, and that is being baptized, not by sprinkling of water, but the complete immersion. Then you are added, not by me, not by your preacher, but the Lord will add you to his church. And then remain steadfast, according to Romans, 1 Corinthians 15:58, rather. Be ye steadfast, unremovable always, abounding in the Lord, knowing that your labor will not be in vain. So be grateful. Show gratitude. Thank the Lord despite the situation. Thank the Lord for the small things, for the big things, from the in-between things. Thank you, Lord. Do not be like the Israelites. Do not be ungrateful. And then I want you to be fervent in prayer. Never cease to communicate to God. This is the only channel for us. He knows what we need, but he wants us to see the need to enter the throne of grace. And after you communicate to him, I want you to worship him. Worship him with heart, health, commitment, and love, and zeal. So you can hear, come ye blessed. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing all of us. I thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Tracy and Morgan. Beautiful lesson. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Cynthia Watson.
Good night, sister. Let us pray. Holy Father, we come before you at this time, giving you thanks, dear God, for this awesome privilege to come before your presence. I pray for forgiveness of sins so that my prayer not be hindered. Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the lesson we have just listened to. May your words, dear God, find root in our hearts and bring about the change that is needed in our lives so that we can be pleasing and acceptable to you. Help us, dear God, to grow from strength to strength. We pray, Father God, you continue to bless our speaker tonight, Sister Tracy. Continue, dear God, to strengthen her and keep her steadfast in your word. Father God, we thank you for everything that was said and done tonight. And we worship you. We thank you for your blessings in our lives. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you, dear God, for everything that you have done. And we are thankful, dear God, for the Lady Prayer Warriors. May you continue to bless the group, bless the admin and assistants. And we pray, dear God, that you will bless all the programs. Dear God, provide all the things that are needed to make the program successful. Help us, dear God, to be workers in your vineyard. That each of us, my God, will do our part in worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We pray also for those who are sick, for healing, and we pray for comfort for those who are grieving. We pray for your divine protection over us. Again, Lord, we tell you thanks. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.